This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can always reach us. Us being the DJV members, it's like members. Remember those jackets? Members only from, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. Probably don't remember. Even Karen, you even know.
Yeah, they're actually back now because they're popular.
They?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They're back in like a retro ironic way.
Oh, I can get my old ones out then and start wearing them again.
You actually can.
Oh, wow. Members only. Great. Everybody who listens to this program now will start a club, members only, wear your jackets. We can recognize each other when you see them on those jackets on the highway. Just beep. I mean, not necessarily on the highway, like somebody threw them out the window, but see somebody wearing them and go, beep, 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 beep. DJV, what is it, 7 after the hour already, isn't it? Huh? Yes, Friday, October the 11th, Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence, as has Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Let's go straight to California, which is what we often do when we start some of the hours here on the DJV program. Jennifer is on fire. Not literally. But
I hope not, because the fire is actually pretty darn close to me.
Close enough. All right, here we are into the season again. How are the winds this morning?
I haven't checked yet this morning, but I know last night they were pretty strong. In the afternoon, they were definitely strong. And California took preemptive action by shutting down power to over a million customers' homes. So we were thinking we were out of the woods, but no. People didn't have power, and we had fires break out. There are little fires that have broken out all throughout Southern California. The biggest, however, is the Saddle Ridge Fire, which is actually the one closest to me. It's in Sylmar. It ignited near homes in the Sylmar area of the San Fernando Valley. Late on Thursday, that prompted evacuations. It started after 9 p.m. along the 210 freeway, if you're familiar with California at all, near Yarnell Street. That's according to the L.A. Fire Department. The flames consumed more than 2,000 acres by after midnight. They burned uphill. They were fanned along by the heavy winds. An unknown number of homes are in the path of the fire. Several of them could be seen on fire in Granada Hills, which is a San Fernando Valley community. During the early morning hours, there are mandatory evacuations that are issued in the area, and there are big rigs that were parked at a yard, basically, where they load stuff into them, and many of those were engulfed in flames, so they weren't able to save those.
Warehouses, there are a lot of them in the San Fernando Valley.
There are.
Along the river, railroad tracks, all that stuff is a pretty industrial area. So this is creeping into an
There's
area where there are
lots
of buildings.
Yeah, in my area there, and this spreads out into this kind of foothill area that we're talking about, there's a lot of animals, a lot of large animals. I'm talking about horses and a lot of ranches. And so that's part of this, is that there's evacuation centers that are set up. But when you have something that kind of explodes out of nowhere and is so fast moving, many people with horses and pigs and donkeys and all these things, they have trouble actually moving the wildlife. But they're farm animals. So that's one of the other things that they deal with when fires break out in this area. But there's also another in Moreno Valley. There's one in Sandalwood, which is near Cala Mesa. That happened when somebody who was burning trash in wind.
Oh, my God.
Right.
These people, how stupid can they get?
This is probably not a spoiler alert, but it broke out near a mobile home park. So.
Yeah. So let's put that together. Let's ask everybody to envision yourself in this circumstance. Put yourself, let's say, in Jennifer's shoes, or mine. I'll be in Los Angeles County all weekend. The fact that the electricity, this is not in the San Fernando Valley or in Los Angeles, but moving north.
No, actually it is, by the way.
Oh, do they cut off power there,
Southern
too?
Southern California Edison, yeah. We have different power providers. I'm the Department of Water and Power. Most of L.A. City is Department of Water and Power, but Southern California Edison in the Inland Empire, in Orange County, in parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, they shut down power for many of their customers, definitely.
How do they get... I don't even begin to understand how they get away with it. This is the public good and necessity, the power to do a lot of things that would help fight the fire if there is one, comes from electricity. So the worry about wildfires that has prompted Pacific Gas and Electric to cut the power off up in Northern California, well, guess what? The people who are aware are getting together with lawyers. There is going to be a blizzard, and there ought to be a huge backlash. Never mind the people, the 85 people that were killed last year in the fires there, and the suits and the settlements for that. But now there is this unbelievable taking and giving everybody the American salute up there. We're not going to fix the problem. We're not going to correct the mess. We're going to just shut the power off whenever there's a windstorm. How do they get away with that? And I don't even begin. And the state condoning it or going along with it, the governor and his cronies, this is outrageous. And if I were there, man, would I be making? I'm making a lot of noise, and I'm not even there. I don't understand how in this era,
it's inexcusable.
Or in any era,
yeah,
it is
inexcusable. And then, is this the new normal? Is this what they're going to do every time it's windy? And then, if that's the case, if we're going to sacrifice and not have power, then why are there still fires burning throughout the state?
Mm-hmm. They have failed to maintain the lines, which is their job. So Gavin Newsom should be, there's an impeachment right there.
So they're working on it.
Yeah,
there's a recall effort underway for him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but this has also been going on for years and years. He's the one who came out yesterday and was calling out PG&E, saying that the way they've operated their business, they're in such bankruptcy because they don't manage their business well, and that they're the reason that they haven't
been
brushed away from the lines.
So then have somebody else take it over, take the power away from them, and give it to another company to operate that runs better than they do.
Well, apparently the California Public Utilities Commission is considering breaking them up into regional companies. So that's part
they
of
are.
What's going on.
Yeah. But don't forget the other part of it. And the other part of it is that there are restrictions in California, so we can go all after PG&E, but there are restrictions in California that make it almost impossible for them to maintain area underneath their power lines. So it's everybody's got a piece
in
this.
Environmental
yeah.
concerns,
yeah.
environmental...
Yeah. Environmental yeah, regulations. You can't take you can't take heavy
right.
equipment through some of these areas. It's stupid.
Then the other part of it that I was reading about is a lot of that land from the fires from last year, a lot of that land is actually federal land. So the state was a little bit hamstrung, and PG&E was too, in parts of that area. So we've got the federal government
because
needs to be involved.
Because the feds said you couldn't do it?
Because it's federal land. They didn't have jurisdiction on it. I don't know what the feds said or did.
It's
federal
yeah.
land.
That's actually a big, huge lie from California that they were trying to tell to save face. The land is federal, but the reason it couldn't have the proper upkeep is because of California regulations. So because of what is appropriate to maintain that land. So that's why...
Big government, big business,
right.
poison. It equals poison, poison, poison. And the people who pay the bill, the PG&E, and the people who pay their taxes, the bill to the state, are getting it in the shorts. That's all it amounts to. And so it would be, if I were on the radio still at KBC or some station that mattered, the station you're on, Jennifer. So let's talk about what you and your partner, Brian, Jennifer does this program, and then she goes to the local show in Los Angeles. And I wonder what's the conversation, calls? I know you do take some calls. Not many, but do you take calls anymore?
Yeah.
So what are people saying about this? When you bring it up, what's the audio reference from people who call and react? I mean, I can't imagine anything other than outrage.
I'm guessing people are saving the battery life on their cell phones if they're
right
in
now.
The blackout area. Yeah.
Well, in some areas, their cell phones weren't even working, even if they had batteries. But it's so ridiculous. Anyway, there is not a lot of love for local government right now in California, with our callers at least, because we have a mayor who has proven to be, in Los Angeles, the mayor has proven to be so inefficient and ineffective. And you've got the homeless population. We're spending more and more money than ever on it, and it's just growing and growing and growing and growing. So that's always the biggest issue. But people are outraged about the power outages. All you have to do is look on Twitter, and you'll see that this has been 20
years. So how do these same clowns keep getting elected?
It's a great question, but it's because, you know what I equate it to? People have asked me that forever because they, especially more conservatives or even independents who just value something that's not quite far left, because our state really is under far left rule right now, and it has been for a while. It's not even about being a moderate Democrat anymore in the state. Everything is pretty far out there. And, you know, I tell people it's kind of like a name brand. If you go to, and this is no offense to Kirkland, because I love them, but, you know, if you walk into a liquor store, are you going to buy the Grey Goose or are you going to buy the Kirkland? Right?
Perfect.
You're going to buy the Grey Goose because it's known. Or if you walk into if you're a woman and you want to buy a purse, you're going to buy Michael Kors or are you going to buy, you know, Giorgio from somewhere? People go for the name brand. And because Democrats have been in charge for so long, they're the only names that people know. And so they, really, if they took time to educate themselves, they could make better choices. But instead, they vote for the names they know. Done. And they walk out of the poll.
Not an educated populace. That's really
that what happens so in so many states.
Oh yeah, that's, local, that's national.
Ooh, so and so. Okay, I know him.
Yeah. All right. No, I don't know. We get to the other stuff. There's a lot of other.
You know, I still feel like people in California are waking up, though, with just so many common sense things. At some point, they'd have to, we're paying.
You gotta be here.
We have no power. People are sleeping on the streets, and literally we're paying $5 a gallon for gasoline. Mm-hmm. If at some point somebody doesn't wake up, I don't know what else you'd have to do other than just, like, shake the state off into the middle of the ocean to wake people up.
Well, can we wait until after my son gets married this weekend?
No, absolutely.
That. How about we wait till Monday?
I'd like to not shake off into the ocean, period.
Right. Okay. That's a good idea. So there's the state of California, the state of the state.
Insanity.
Of California. And it does reflect, I think, on a lot of things that are going on, except the weather is beautiful there, and that's not the case in many areas of the country today, especially if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line. The weather is awful in the upper Rocky region across the upper Midwest. And it's moving across. Actually, I think we've... What did you have for weather yesterday? Did you have rain? You were expecting some rain yesterday, Victoria. Carrie, you were...
We didn't get any. It was actually beautiful. It was about 71 or 72 and sunny. So it was actually... Yeah. It was windy, but gorgeous. Today, yeah. I think it's going to change, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get rain, but we've got a lot of wind moving in.
Yeah, well, there's a storm in the Atlantic that is belting. It's north of you, though, now, because the Cape Cod is getting 3 to 5 inches of rain in the next 3 to 5 hours, and then it blows off.
Our high today is only going to be 60, so it definitely took a big drop.
Do you know what has affected the storm? This is very interesting, Jennifer. I wonder how it affects what's out there. The moon at this point, at this stage of the month and where it is because of the time of year, is very powerful. And so the high tides are not as high, and the low tides are lower. So that's helping these coastal storms, at least on the East Coast. I don't know what it does for the winds and things, and it affects winds, though, I think, on the West Coast as well. Pretty interesting to get that reality. Here's another reality for those of you who are trying to link up with an outfit, company, some system to lose weight. May I suggest, probably not the first time you've heard this, that you go use Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one healthiest choice. And who says that? I'm saying it because I know that it's true, but I also look at the ingredients. How about that? When you get some of these pills that are being advertised on TV, you look and see what's in them. They'll make you jittery. They'll make you crazy. They're full of stimulants. You don't want that. You want the all-natural, drug-free way, the stimulant-free way, and that's Calitrin. The essential active ingredients is something that's natural and normal to you, collagen protein, which you have in your body. It's proven to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss. Get on the program, stay on it for about 6 months. You'll lose the weight and keep it off. Go to calitrin.com, Calotren. Big sale with the DJ V code right now. Free shipping as well. Calitrin.com.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're here to help on the DJV program. It's 23 and change at the hour on this Friday, the 11th of October. Music and the news about stars is where we go in this portion of every hour. So anybody and everybody who likes pop music, pay attention. The Jonas Brothers have made an announcement. They say they're going to be partnering with Coors Light for a limited edition batch.
Are they old enough to do that?
Of their own. Are they all 21? I think they are by now.
In my mind, they're still 13.
They're all almost 30 at this point, I think.
Yeah. Whatever.
Nick, Kevin, and Joe taking a break on the Denver stop of their sold-out Happiness Begins tour to visit a brewery and help develop their own unique flavor of beer. We are longtime fans of Coors. Really excited to be invited out to the Coors Brewery. There's got to be a dollar bill attached to this someplace, I'm guessing. They say we can't wait for our fans to try the limited edition six-packs of... they talking about their waist or are they talking about... Oh, they're talking about Coors Light, I see. They helped to brew it? Really? What'd they do? Stick their finger in the brew pile? Pretty amazing. Our faces are on the iconic mountains that are on the bottles,
yeah,
of Coors.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Looks kind of like Mount Rushmore with their three heads on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Their limited run of beer will be available in mid-November in select cities, Boston, Philadelphia, Nashville, Chicago, Tampa. How come not Los Angeles? I don't know that. Not Washington either? Huh. A lot of beer drinking
I'm
there.
I'm sure it'll roll out to other places.
Yeah.
And depending on where they have their tour stops.
All right. Is Kara our beer expert here? Jennifer,
yes.
You don't drink that much beer, right?
No.
I mean, I drink beer. I don't know that I'm an expert, but what's the question?
What's your favorite beer?
Not Coors Light, unfortunately. I don't really like it very much just because it's kind of a light beer that doesn't taste like anything.
Well, that's the question.
That's why I like it, actually.
Yeah, really?
There's definitely a big audience for Coors Light. So yes. I don't know if it's teenage girls, but...
really?
Their fans aren't teenagers anymore.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I think maybe I just think of it more as a guy drink, but I don't know. It'll be a good tailgating drink for college football games and stuff like that.
There it is, boys and girls. The story of Coors and the Jonas Brothers. What a combo. Speaking of combos, Diana Ross is comboing with the Glastonbury Festival. Going to perform in the Legends slot. Sunday night in the Glastonbury Festival next year. Dream come true, she says. To all the fans across the world, this is my tribute to you. I'm coming to Glastonbury with love. She needs no introduction to that group or anybody else, I wouldn't think, around the world. She's been on the radio for 50 years. How about that? With all those hits. And I would think some of that stuff, though, would be unfamiliar. Isn't the Glastonbury crowd fairly young? Yes.
A lot younger, yeah.
Yes,
but if she does hits like the Supreme stuff, I can't imagine people not knowing
those songs.
People wouldn't
know that.
Yeah.
She's 75 years old, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sold 100 million albums over her career with the girls, enjoyed 18 number one hits, 6 solo number one hits. The Supremes certainly were a part of her story, and she's a part of their story. She also has 14 top 10 albums to her name. Recently said that she'd met with producer Mark Ronson to discuss her next album. Isn't he the big
That's
producer now?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the new documentary that we just talked about.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. We did earlier this week.
YouTube. Yep. And
right.
He's the one who did The Star Is Born with Gaga. They worked on that soundtrack together. And he's really, really blowing up.
So
it'd be really interesting to see her work with him.
Speaking of that, the others who are going to be on the stage next June at Glastonbury, Dolly Parton.
No, they're in the past. No, they're in the past.
Oh, those are past?
There's one legend per year.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. But Dolly was there. I was right. Dolly was there last year, I think, wasn't she?
I don't know when she was there.
If they had Dolly, Kylie Minogue, and Lionel Richie and all those people there at one time, that would be crazy.
Worth a trip.
Yeah.
It's her first show in the UK since 2008. So that's the Glastonbury story at 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former vice president, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Four at the hour on this Friday. It's October 11th, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. These ladies certainly keep me thinking. I'm always thinking, and I think that they are here. Their perspective is unique on events, what's going on in the world. So we have Victoria and Kara and Jennifer ready to go. All right, and then there are a few things that come out of my mouth that help.
No.
Excuse me? To help understand what's going on. All right, Victoria, what do you have that's trending?
Well, it's Nobel Prize week, and so the Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded, and it's been
Donald Trump got it, right?
No. Oh. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has won the 2019 Nobel
Easy
Peace Prize.
Say.
Yeah, I know, right? Ahmed was honored, quote, for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation after clinching a peace deal with the Eritrean president Afwerki last year that ended 20 years of no peace, no war, which was basically a stalemate between the two countries. And the prize, of course, is given to the person or organization that has done the most or the best work for fraternity between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and for the holding and promotion of peace and around the world. So the nominees are not ever made public, but some of the front runners this year actually included Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who was really catapulted into the spotlight after the mass shooting at the two mosques in New Zealand, killed 50 people, and within, I don't know, I think it was 6 days or some record amount of time, there was a ban on assault rifles and assault weapons in New Zealand, and she was seen as someone who emerged as a very effective leader in the face of tragedy. So this guy obviously did some really good work, Prime Minister Ahmed, because he had some stiff competition. And, of course, you know, the world all knows about Greta Thunberg now. She's been working. She's 15, I think, or 16, and she's been working for years. She's from Sweden, and most recently had quite a memorable speech that she gave at the UN at the climate summit. So congratulations to the Nobel Peace Prize winners.
Shucks, I was hoping Beto O'Rourke would get it.
Why him?
No, just because he needs something to stay relevant. I think he'd be
on the list right after Trump.
He's so far beyond not relevant.
Beyond help. Beyond it. Couple of names in the news today. Kevin Hart's situation with a car crash. The cause has been released, caused by the driver operating the vehicle in a reckless fashion. Why do we need a study? You can tell by looking at the car that that's what happened. You remember this? Well, this is kind of a rehash of the thing that happened, right?
The report just came out yesterday, so they took the entire car apart, like down to every nuts and bolts, and they wanted to see if the car had any mechanical flaws, and it did not. It was actually in pretty pristine condition, and so this guy apparently accelerated. I don't know if this was an automatic or if this was a stick shift, but
I believe it was a stick shift.
He accelerated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he accelerated right towards the end, so it could have been he had his foot on the wrong pedal, or, I don't know, the car just got away from him. But, you know, we had said from the very beginning that, first of all, they're all lucky they're alive. This was a really bad crash.
And none of them were wearing seatbelts.
And none of them, yeah.
Well, they didn't have seatbelts.
They were tucked under the seats.
Yeah, I mean, they have some kind of seatbelt, maybe not like the safest ones, but they weren't wearing anything. I don't know. And then apparently they've all gotten lawyers and are preparing for, you know, big lawsuits.
Someone's going to be suing somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who they would sue besides the driver for being a dum-dum, or for, I guess, Kevin Hart for letting him drive. I don't know. It's just, and apparently he was using a hands-free device. I don't know if that means he was on the phone or if they were just using it for GPS or something, but
I don't need GPS.
I don't know.
That'd be pretty stupid.
I don't know what else you would be using your phone for, but
looking at
it's
pictures
a big,
of
powerful
Kim Kardashian.
Car, though.
Taking selfies of you driving it.
Right. Yeah. That's probably it.
Well, if
through
it was hands,
it was hands free.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kim Kardashian is in the news. That inmate, remember the inmate who received the support from her, was released from prison after his sentence to life as a teenager for murdering someone. Mamulu Stewart, 39, walking out of the detention facility on Monday in Washington. He'll be on supervised probation for 5 years. He and his co-defendant, Kareem McCraney, convicted and sentenced to life in prison in 97 for the shooting of Mark Roseburr. McCraney said that he and Stewart went to confront Roseburr at an apartment building in Washington, and he made a gesture to his waistband, which prompted Stewart and McCraney to pull out their weapons and shoot him.
Oh, boy.
Stewart was 16 at the time. He was tried as an adult. So how did Kim come? I'm trying to remember this. She was back last summer. She went to the prison, right, to learn more about what was going on, the prison scholars program. This guy earned his graduate equivalency degree and also college credits under the prison scholars program from Georgetown. So after Kim went there, she wrote a letter to the judge highlighting his achievements while he'd been in jail, urging the judge to accept the man's petition to be released. And so does that going to change the law, have somebody famous speak for you and that
changes? Well, the law itself did change. The Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional to give a life sentence to someone who's a minor. So if you served, I think, like 20 or 30 years of the life sentence, then you're eligible for release. So
is this a good guy? Is this a good guy?
Well, apparently, from his professors or the teachers that are from that Georgetown prison program, they all also wrote recommendations saying that this was a special person. His entire life had changed. He was not the same person he was when he was a 16-year-old kid with a gun. I mean, he was in the wrong place, up to no good, and now everyone seems to think that he's going to be an asset to society. So I think after 30 years in jail, anyone can change.
Just figure it out.
If they're motivated.
Figure it out. Today is National Coming Out Day, created in 1988 in recognition of the importance of coming out, personally, politically. This day champions the idea that homophobia thrives in silence and that the act of making one's sexual preference known makes it easier for others to do the same thing. National Coming Out Day has seen a stream of public figures coming out about their sexuality over the years, paving the way for a lot of people that are admirers, let's say, who are still in the closet to come out. Where did that term come from? In the closet? How'd that start?
No idea. You're hiding out, I guess.
Really? National Coming Out Day celebrated also in the UK and Ireland.
Skeletons in the closet? Maybe it's related to that.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
All right. So how does one observe National Coming Out Day if you're not gay? Do you just acknowledge? I mean, what's
just supporting people who do use the day as a platform to come out. The interesting thing is, though, there are a lot of studies now that because of the fighting that people have done for gay rights all these years, that kids in the next generation, there won't even be a quote unquote coming out. You just are what you are. And so that's kind of a real accomplishment.
That's what I'm thinking it ought to be. Yeah. I think just you are who you are, what you are, and that's it. Why make a big deal out of it? Just try
Some people, depending on where you live and what your background is and what your parents are like, though, I mean, LGBTQ suicide rates are the number one cause of death for young people. So that's pretty terrible.
An example of how awkward is the right word, or silly, is the flap over Ellen going to the football game with George Bush. That's, to me, maybe it's because I've grown up. I was telling somebody this yesterday about I live in a town that's very diverse, been diverse since I was a kid. And so I grew up around everything and everybody, and so I don't pay attention to those. And calling out the differences people have annoys me, as you can hear from time to time when I talk and get off on this stuff. These are human beings, these are people, and that's it. So they have they wear different color pants, maybe they have different tubes of toothpaste they use to brush their teeth with, they are humans. I don't understand why people are so insecure that they feel that they are better than or different than somebody who has a different sexual preference or a different color skin. Come on, get over it.
I think some people, especially men, I think a lot of guys, and it's nice to hear someone, you know, especially in your generation, feel that way, because that's not all
that common. My father didn't feel that way. I didn't grow up around diversity.
Yeah, it's not all that common.
My father was open-minded. He grew up in South Boston in a gang, and it was the whites and the Irish versus the blacks. And that was a lot of what... and by the way, he saw a lot of prejudice, too, from people who had come from... My father was a mutt. He had no father, no mother, and he grew up as an orphan, and he got himself, though, into some pretty elite circumstances, mostly because he was a good athlete. That's where that's where his recognition came from. Speaking of that, there's a question about blackballing Colin Kaepernick, or whether he should be playing or he isn't. But I don't get... Okay, so
if he were good, he would be playing, blacklisting, probably.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, say that again.
I said if he were good, he would be playing.
So he's not any good, and he's using the blacklisting thing as an excuse.
That's what it's always been about. He was about 3 weeks away from getting cut by the 49ers, and that's when he started doing his kneeling thing. And that's why a lot of people take issue with Colin Kaepernick, because it seemed to be more of a CYA than something that he was really concerned about. Now, he's gone all in on it because it's been profitable for him. He's made millions of dollars in endorsements and things because of his stance. And so it's been a profitable take for him to have.
Right.
I don't know. I think once and for all, some team should sign him, and let's just see, because Tom Brady has said that he deserves to be playing. A lot of other quarterbacks say that he is absolutely at an NFL level. He was in a really bad slump, which Jen's totally right on the 49ers, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he... Look at Baker Mayfield. That guy's terrible, and he's playing. He's a starting quarterback. I think that it would be... I don't know. I think it could solve a lot of problems if someone signed him, let him play, and let's see if he's any good. If he sucks... And we can all say, all right, we gave him a chance. He sucks.
Right.
That's what I'd like to see.
Congratulations, Colin. You suck. That's it. So who won the Patriots game last night against the Giants?
The Patriots.
By a lot.
Body slams.
I don't think that was a huge shock, though.
No, it wasn't a huge shock. I was being a teaser.
The Giants.
I actually watched about 5 minutes of the game myself, flipping through channels. And I thought, okay, this will be... Another one of those deals. Former Pittsburgh Steeler running back D'Angelo Williams is in the news today, talking about his dedication to fighting breast cancer. He played college football at the University of Memphis, started covering the cost of mammogram screening for women in 2015 through his nonprofit, the D'Angelo Williams Foundation. Foundation has covered the cost of 500 mammograms at hospitals pretty much across the country. In 2014, his mother, Sandra, died from breast cancer. She was 53, and that's really when he got... Four of his aunts also died of breast cancer. Sort of lends credibility to the people who wonder how genetic is this, in that family. Anyway, so he has events. The foundation sponsors mammograms. The foundation eventually hopes to host a free mammogram screening event in every state. 53 people in each of the locations get the screenings. And so this is something that he's using his football notoriety and his money. The old saying, put your money where your mouth is, and this guy's doing it. Good for him. Good for him. Good for the
That's
foundation.
Wonderful.
Yep. All right, some television news here. Jen, Chip and Joanna Gaines opening a hotel. These are the people from Fixer Upper. Don't you guys watch that on HGTV?
Yeah,
I hear you.
That's been the most popular show on HGTV for years. They're not on it any. Their reruns are on it now. They've got their own network through. Yeah. I think it's a division of Discovery Networks. So they're just getting bigger and bigger.
They're opening a hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's an interesting reality. Is it in Waco where they come from?
In
Waco. Hi, Waco.
I forget what the number is, but I think that they draw like almost 2 million tourists a year go to Waco because of them. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's because of them. I wonder how many people remember what happened in Waco in the first 5 minutes of the Bill Clinton administration back in 1993. Anybody remember that beside me?
A lot of people. Well, I don't remember it, but I don't know of it.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer.
I was at the airport with Joanna Gaines. Had no idea who she was, but people were going crazy.
Really?
So funny.
Yep.
All right. What's on tonight?
Tonight we've got the season premiere of Gold Rush on Discovery. That's at 9 o'clock. Also, if you're into the baseball action, the NLCS game one.
Dodgers lost a game this week, I heard, right?
They did. Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Cardinals facing off against the Nationals. That's coming up on TBS tonight. If you're into the American League, well, then Saturday is your day. That's when the ALCS starts on Fox and also on TBS. Actually, Fox has game one. TBS will have game two, so you can check that out. The College Admission Scandal movie is on Lifetime on Saturday if you want to get the
drama.
No way. That's it.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep. Exactly, and I'd watch Blue Bloods tonight on CBS.
10 before the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It is, we're 53 at the hour, that's what it is. Time for us to review the top five technology items from the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to put a voice to her work. Number five, as we work to number one, is a focus on Hulu and offline downloads. Okay, so let's have it. Do I need to continue to pay for Hulu?
Yes, you do have to pay for Hulu. However,
but
the
should
offline...
I? Is it worthwhile? My
it
pal
depends.
Jonathan Tucker is doing a movie. They're doing a whole group of stories, and each
for
one
Hulu?
Of them. Has, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, all of the streaming services are really putting a lot of money into original programming, and this time next year, we're all just going to be scratching our heads trying to figure out how we're going
to
pay our bill for
to
watch.
You're going to go back to regular TV because it's too damned expensive.
It's going
to
be
So
right. Hulu has now added offline downloads, meaning just like Netflix and Amazon Prime, they're really behind on this one actually, but it means that you can download in advance movies and TV shows and things that you want to watch if you're going to be without a Wi-Fi or internet connection. So if you're going to be boarding a flight and you want to stock up on some old episodes of The Golden Girls, you can do that on Hulu. The only thing is that you have to have the premium plan in order to do this. So the $11.99 a month plan is the only plan that will allow you to do offline downloads. If you have the basic plan, which is $6 a month, you won't be able to. So again, it's yet another thing you have to make the decision. Who has the best programming? Who has the best programming for your lifestyle? And then decide who gets your $12, $13.
I want to know where the farm programs are. What network? Which one of these streaming services has the farm programs? That's what I want to know.
I am unfamiliar with any of them having that.
Uh-oh. All right, number four is something that makes sense. It's a pretty interesting health combination story with technology.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In a major step in Apple's push to market its Apple Watch as a health and fitness device, it's working with private Medicare insurers. And so Devoted Health is a Medicare company that's based in Florida for right now. That's the only place that they have coverage. But they have 4,000 members, and they're offering a $150 discount in what they call wellness bucks towards the cost of an Apple Watch. And an Apple Watch, the new Series 5, will be about $399. And so other Medicare Advantage insurers are also looking to do similar things. They want people to have the thing about the Apple Watch. It's waterproof, so you can, if you have an elderly relative, make sure that they're wearing it while they're in the shower or the bath. It has a heart rate monitor, and it has fall detection. And those are the real health benefits.
Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Exactly. And those are the real health benefits of the Apple Watch. And not to mention the fact that you can also transfer your health data, and you can actually send that to your doctor's office, which is also pretty cool. So Fitbit is similar. It has a lot of the same features. I don't know if it has the fall detection, but Blue Shield of California is also getting involved in this, and A lot of corporations want their employees to move more, so if you hit 10,000 steps a day, some companies are actually giving you a discount on your health insurance for that reason. But
free fish sticks on Friday.
Yeah, I think in the Medicare arena, I think it's a great thing to give discounts on those.
Number three, Uber Pets. Let's get a ride for our pets.
Yeah,
can you put
Uber,
a dog in a car without a person, take the dog somewhere?
No, if you book an Uber or a Lyft right now, it's very up in the air. If the driver shows up and you've got your dog or your cat with you, some of the drivers have allergies. They don't want to pick you up if you've got a dog.
Yeah.
Now Uber Pet is actually launching a program that will be a surcharge of $3 to $5 included in the upfront pricing if you check off that you have a dog with you. So they're going to start this program on the 16th of the month, and they're going to test it out in various cities.
Wait a minute.
And then we'll see what happens.
If you have an allergy to dogs, you have to pay the drivers.
Certain drivers, no.
More?
Certain drivers will opt out if they don't want to take pets. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, time to get your real ID. This is very important. Listen up, boys and girls.
Yep. Starting October 1st of next year, the real ID law takes effect. Now, this is the enhanced driver's license. This is the only way you'll be able to fly domestically unless you want to use your passport. 3 out of 4 Americans do not have a real ID, even though this will be a hard and fast law.
Don't have a passport either. Yeah.
And most people don't have a passport. They say that 78,000 people are going to get stuck at the airport the day one next year. So don't be one of those people.
FBI number one.
Yeah, the FBI made tens of thousands of unauthorized searches related to U.S. citizens between 2017 and 2018. And so they are in big, big trouble. They spied on their friends and family, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you name it.
Great.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Victoria. Good rundown. This is the DJV program at, no, it isn't either. It is 59 past.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.